Here in Wagga today, catching up again with Mark Barton. Hello, Mark Barton.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very good. Very, very exciting news happening today. Big news for Nutrin. We gave a little teaser out, I suppose, on the weekend that there was some more news brewing, but ripper day, I'd imagine, for Nutrin.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, look, we've had confirmation from the Bathurst Harness Race Club that we will, for 2023, take on the selling responsibilities for that Gold Crown sale as part of their carnival.
It's huge. It's always been a great sale anyway, and it's got, you know, a good name to it. With everything that's been happening in the last month for Nutrin Equine, you know, it's just incredible the footprint you guys are now starting to make in harness racing.
Yeah, look, and mate, I guess it was a necessary add-on, as it's turned out, with Melbourne and Sydney, with, you know, Nutrin the only sales company in both those sales this season. We were really excited here a month ago to talk about going to Brisbane. What we will find now is that to give our vendors an opportunity to go to Bathurst as an alternative. Like you said, it's going to have the same access to markets. You can pay up and go to the Nutrien National Sales Series. Just like Brisbane, if you want to pay up for the Bathurst sale incentives, so there'll be a futurity for those horses that have gone through the sale. Every horse that goes in Bathurst will be paid up for the Gold Crown, their first payments made. So a horse at Bathurst can go to the Gold Crown, they can go to the Bathurst Race Series, and they can pay up another incentive if they'd like and go to the Nutrien Sale Series. So pretty exciting.
And that is the thing. I've heard a few people turn around and saying, oh, well, if you don't think you can measure up in Melbourne or Sydney, you go to Bathurst. There's a lot more upside to going to Bathurst than that. We're here at Wingate Farm. Jake Stockton, we just done an interview with him, and, you know, basically the realisation is there's Group 1 racing on the Saturday night, the Sunday the sale, everyone's going to be there. It's a great incentive to get your horse out there and showcase them.
Yeah, and look, trying to understand that market too, if you look at the amount of people, Maitland, Newcastle, Forbes, Parks, Dubbo, Mudgee, through to Tamworth, like it's the go-to place for a lot of those areas in rural New South Wales that are, you know, looking to buy yearlings and race, and there's a lot of people that come. It's a strong market for those people, and I guess you look at what we've got in Sydney, we've got in Melbourne, and now in Brisbane. I think it's a real compliment. And March it's a busy month in harness racing in New South Wales with, you know, the big sales in Sydney, big sale at Bathurst, the Gold Crown, plus the Miracle Mile. Like it's all about harness racing New South Wales in March.
I was going to say, New South Wales harness race, they must be wrapped. Like, they'd be super excited.
Look, I've said it before, John Dumersney and their team have been terrific support. They've got a lot of other stuff to do. And look, I think they're really excited that we've got an interest. It's just to expand. I think it's also the breeders, the focus point for us. Those guys know racing. They understand trying to program the events better than we do. And we've enjoyed the last couple of years learning how the industry works and getting their counsel on how to put sales together. And look, we're thrilled to be able to get the Miracle Mile weekend for our Sydney sale. And like I say, there's that weekend into Brisbane and then a weekend back. So we've got 3 weeks in a row, which is good. Our team, basically, it's a road show for a month or 5 weeks. We're on the road selling standard breeds.
And it will be busy, and it will be exciting as well. There'll be a lot of news still to come out with that. The Bathurst sale has been established for a long time. Graham Board and Co. They've done an enormous job running it and growing it into what it is. They've always been probably battling against the big boys, and they've continued to have a great sale year in, year out.
Yeah, and look, there's been some great horses come out of there. You know, Lochinvar Art was a horse that was at Bathurst, you know. So it's you could find a champion come out of that market.
I didn't know that. So Lochinvar Art was there and then went to the Ready to Run.
He was there initially, exactly.
Wow. That is. We're here, and Jake Stockton, he's there behind us. He had a horse run second in the Crown. He bought it through that sale. He's going back through the Nutrien. No, actually bought it through the Nutrien sale. But there is history, isn't there, with these race series and the excitement levels.
Yeah, look, and I think it's probably as we start to get into, look, August is important for us. We have our first race series. Like you say, a horse that ran second in the Gold Crown, like that's an established achievement. A horse that wins that or runner-up in that race is a serious contender.
Are you excited about this race series coming?
Absolutely,
It's almost here, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we'll be, Mike Rylands and myself, we're actually going to catch up with John at Menangle, John Dumersney, to help just plan a few things. But we said, look, let's do it on that Tuesday of the heats. So we'll be at Menangle on the heats on the 16th, and then we're back on the 27th to see the final. And look, there'll be some great race horses, and I think we said it last year, the horses we have the privilege to stand over, particularly with the only sale in Sydney and Melbourne, your future superstars, there's free-for-all, there's Grand Circuit horses will be sold in those sales.
A lot of people ask about the sales and how they're going to work now that you have got all of Sydney, all of Melbourne and the likes. The best thing people can do is pick up the phone and you can give them the heads up on how it's going
to
work.
Yeah, look, the thing, I guess, for me to learn more about it, I'm comfortable around horses. Said last year I had enough knowledge to be dangerous compared to the year before. You're starting to see some of the vendors that were on our third go where you start to really get to know the families. The benefit of seeing a horse, you know, 2 and 3 times before we actually stand up and sell it is, I guess that's part of the commitment, you know, for us to actually understand what our product is. And also, like I said in Brisbane the other day, you want breeding of horses to be something talked about 50 weeks of the year, not just the fortnight or three weeks leading up to sale, because like I say, we've got great racetracks, we've got, you know, great hospitality like the Brisbane crew had. The best young trainers and some of the best young drivers in the world are in Australia these days. So if we've got the genetics right and that pre-sale work that gets done by these horses, I think that's the foundation of our whole industry. So we need to make sure we keep showcasing that, and the breeders have a genuine voice when the industry takes direction, where they want to take the industry.
You're big on showcase. Anyone that's been to Tamworth in February, and there's actually going to be another sale, early September, I think, is it, as well in there. But it's about showcasing. That's the one part about it. This is what the harness people have got to start getting their head around as well, is it is not just rock up on the Sunday and buy the horses. There is a lot that goes into it. We want to showcase the people. We want to get the people, the horses, the people that buy the horses, and the horses as a racehorse in a whole.
Yeah, look, and I guess we've learned already in a couple of years a lot from the harness racing market, how we can better do things in the performance horse game. So we've got a graduates draft and sale coming up in September, but that's showcasing all of those great camp draft horses that have come through the system over 15 years. So some of the best camp draft horses in the country are horses that have gone through our sale ring. We've also got a nursery draft for those babies coming through the ring that can also go up against their contemporaries. So I guess we talk about mares, like I've got an interest, how do we keep these great mares in Australia so we continue to breed great racehorses. So they're the sort of things, as time goes on, as we get more and more horses that have been part of the Nutrien sale programs, that we can have more opportunity for them and grow the sport.
And we're here at Yerribee. It will soon be Wingate Farm, but the dispersal sale that we had just recently was done very, very differently. And I've got a green hat on, there's no problems there, but I think hats off to you. The people that came on the Sunday, the week before the sale was actually on, and saw horses in their entirety, they could do whatever they liked. There was no rush about it. And then to go home and be able to bid in the comfort of their own home on an even playing field.
Yep.
You know, you could be here in Wagga or you could be, you know, in Western Australia. You're in the same playing field buying and purchasing those horses. It's just a whole new frontier that Nutrien bring to the harness world as well.
I think because of COVID, people have embraced technology. I think they've become more comfortable with I guess, virtual videos of horses rather than just touching them, seeing them. But when you could come here and actually have, yeah, sausage sandwich, well cooked by my boys. If you can get that part of it. But I know a lot of people say, look, the videos were great, but I know that a lot of people said, look, sale time or race days, we're always busy, we're flat out. It's good. I think the industry enjoys that chance to actually enjoy burn around horses. I think, like you say, whether it's coming back here to see the stallions later on, or coming back to see some of the foals at weaning time, I think it's part of the whole industry that we see a horse on the racetrack, but there's a lot of stuff that happens behind. Like a bloke said, you want to come back in another life, you come back as a racehorse, because they get a pretty good chat. You know, they get terrific opportunity. They get well looked after, and if they're good enough to go to the track, they go well. And you know, you look at the opportunities later on in the broodmare paddock, they do get a pretty charmed life.
Yeah, they do indeed. Last year was the Nutrien experience. We wanted people to start enjoying the Nutrien experience. This year it's about the people, and we want to make sure that the people on both sides of the fence are looked after.
Yeah, and we've used that catchphrase this year, the people make the difference, and that is true. It's the people breeding horses, it's the people that prep them. It's not just the stable that we talk about, it's those men and women behind the scenes that get a horse up and make them look. And I think that's something that was quoted to me last year. In a horse's life, as a yearling at sale day is probably the best it'll ever look in its life. And I think the people do make the difference. A lot of people that care do those early starts, and a lot of hard work are the reason that we've got a terrific product. And I think same with our team. I'm in front of a camera a bit, but there's a lot of people in our team that do a lot of hard work behind the scenes that make it work.
Make it drive. Must say, big shout out as well to the guys at Barrowstock. I do have their jacket on underneath, and I'm not unzipping it because it's very, very cold here. But with the best presenters as well, something new and exciting. Gives the staff something to aim at, and seeing the reactions on some of those guys' faces at Melbourne, especially, I know the Elevar crew, when they won it with the best presented, they were over the moon, and the Toolmans as well. There's a lot of people who are very, they were up and about it, and it's something to aim for.
Oh, look, definitely, and I think if you've got your peers set standards, and if you can keep lifting to that standard, I think we've tried to brand the sale complex so that there is an atmosphere. We've tried to make it easy to find horses and have, lot numbers up on stables, etc. But you're seeing the breeders and the preparers doing more and more each year to be better prepared and have a product there. And like you say, you've got young athletes, so you're showing them off to their best advantage on sale week.
Mark, thank you for joining me. Anyone wants to get in touch, like I said, it's about the people. So if they want to know how the sale series are going to work, if you can sell your horse, if you live in Victoria, can you sell your horse in Sydney or Queensland and things like that, best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, mobile's best. I'm always on the phone or always on the road. So the Nutrien Equine website.com.au, that's where they can go and enter now. We're open till the 23rd of August.
Yep.
We'll stay open longer for the Bathurst horses, so people that may want to shift one around or enter one late, they still can. The phone's always, if I don't pick it up straight away, I'll certainly get back to you.
And you're open with that to people saying, oh, we're not real sure. Well, you can talk them through it. You can guide them through it as to which way you guys see it happening. And you'll get a feel from other people, so you can say, well, look, we're confident this might be going to happen. So that's one of the reasons for being in touch, talking personally as well.
Yep, understand what it is you're looking to sell them. We'll give you all the options, and you can make an informed decision.
But well done. Congratulations. Congratulations to the whole Nutrien team. I think the job that you guys are doing, people say I bleed green. That's fine. I do, but I love harness racing, and I love the excitement that you guys are bringing to it. Like, we're here in Wagga today doing a few things. I think what you guys are doing is really lifting the bar, and I think well done to you guys and well done to the entire Nutrien team, mate. So congratulations.
Looking forward to the next 12 months. We've got a busy time, but it'll be an exciting 12 months.
Thanks, mate.